Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. I've only got 15 subscribers. How do I get more? I've only got 58 subscribers, Alan. Can you promote me? I've only got 400 odd people. Can you give me a shout out? Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong? What you're doing wrong is not putting value in the amount of people that are truly watching you. Yes, I may be sat here today with 18,500-ish subscribers, but 3 years ago today, I decided that I would launch this YouTube channel 3 years ago, where from zero, nothing, no one, I would turn the camera on and I'd start teaching you what I'd learnt about YouTube based on my web development clients, based on previous channels and previous content that I created. Your biggest mistake is focusing solely on just that one number. It's not even the most important number. Your subscriber count is not something that affects the size of your channel. The thing that affects the size of your channel is how many videos you have, how much engagement they get, how long they are watched for, how many comments they get, how many shares they have on social media, how many websites link to that specific thing, how relevant that title is to a search term, an answer, or something that people are looking for right now. The metrics that you should be focusing on is human beings. And that's what you tend to forget behind the, I've only got 15 subscribers. I've only got 158 people that watch me. When I upload, I only get 20 views. Calm down. What you need to think is humans. That's 158 people that want to see you. When was the last time you was in a room with 158 people? The last time I was in a room with more than 100 people was possibly one of my friend's weddings. There were so many people that there was 8 or 9 tables all sat down. The last time I stood up in front of 100 odd people, I was the best man, giving the best man speech, which I believe is somewhere on this channel. I'll put a link down below. It's horrible videography, and I'm sure I'll flash up a little bit of it here. You need to focus on what truly matters, and it's the content and the value you are offering. You need to make sure that when you set up that camera and click, that video, that 5-10 minutes, enriches someone's life in some way. You make them happy, you make them smile, you make them laugh, you solve their problems, you fix their DIY, you've answered the need for a spark plug in a Nissan whatever. Each video needs to add value. There's 500 videos on this channel. 450 plus of them are all how to do this. End screens, info cards, how to read analytics. 10 or 20 of them are teaching you how I start to make money off of this YouTube channel. Hopefully I can teach you what I did to make $5,000-$7,000 per year in affiliate income that can then fund your YouTube channel, that can help you grow next year, or give you that little bit of income that makes your life a little bit easier rather than day to day, month to month, pay slip to pay slip. You should be proud of the 15 people that have chosen you over any other YouTuber. They could have PewDiePie, they could have Mr. Beast. In my case, there's other people in my niche that tell similar content, share similar ideas. Nick Nimmin, Tim Schmoyer, Daryl Eves, Roberto Blake, the wonderful vidIQ channel with Rob Wilson, Travis, Dan, Leron. There's a team on there. There's one of me on here, but 18,000 people slowly over 3 years came to me. Those 15 people you should be proud of. Those 15 people means that those are 15 comments every video that you should be able to reply to each and every one of them. There's no excuse not to have a conversation. When I first started creating content on here, there were some regular faces. Movie review people, former actors that love to cook fantastic vindaloo curries, vloggers that do reaction channels, fishermen, aquarium lovers, ASMR channels, mukbang people. All of you know who you are, and I truly appreciate you being around from day one. And I love every single name that pops up on a regular basis in the comment section, because you have bothered to interact with me. That's why every single subscriber counts. I was able to go full-time on YouTube income-wise with just 3,000 subscribers on this channel. And it's not necessarily about the views. In fact, YouTube in itself right now makes me around about $400 per month. I'm not living on $400 per month. This year, I could be filing a tax return for around about a six-figure income. All because I engaged with every single person I could and taught you something for free that brings you value. Don't worry about having 15 subscribers. Celebrate every single one of them. Now, if you want to learn how to keep people engaged to the end of a video, then there's a video up there somewhere. And if you want to subscribe for more regular YouTube tricks and tips that I try and record whilst the cat's meowing at the door, then hit that subscribe button and I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.